FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
All eyes are on the High Court in the Western Cape, where the application to stop the upcoming VAT increase has begun. The DA and the EFF are challenging the legality of the half a percentage point increase, which was announced during the budget address. Members of both parties protested outside the court this morning. The DA's Mark Burke says, regardless of the court's decision, politicians need to recognize the scale of the hardship many South Africans are facing.
We are opposed to a bulldozing budget that will lead to more South Africans wondering why their house values have gone down for another year in a row, year after year. And we're opposed to a bullying budget that will force young people to realize that they will be poorer than their parents. And we're opposed to a bleeding budget that will make it cost more for people to get to and from the little work that remains within our borders.
Back home, KZN's police chief says more recreational facilities are needed in rural areas to steer young people away from drugs, alcohol and crime. Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi was speaking at an event in Umgungun Ndlovu. More than 2,500 young people attended the Sports Against Crime Easter tournament at the weekend. The police commissioner previously raised concerns over the growing number of juveniles involved in serious crimes in the province. Mkhwanazi says there needs to be proper facilities in place to keep them off the streets.
When kids are on school holidays, they must not devote themselves to alcohol because it kills. Drugs are killing the nation. Rural areas lack recreational facilities. That is why we took it upon ourselves to bring activities that will keep the youth occupied during holidays.
And abroad, the Vatican's announced the Pope's funeral will take place on Saturday. Pope Francis died yesterday after a stroke and heart failure at the age of 88. It's also been confirmed that his body will be moved to St. Peter's tomorrow morning, where hundreds of thousands of people are expected to be able to file past his open casket. At the same time, the South African Church Council says the Pope's passing has symbolic significance as it happened shortly after Easter Sunday. Here's the Council's Reverend Mzwandile Molo.
Just as we celebrated the resurrection of Christ, Pope Francis' departure can be seen as his own ascension into the presence of God, a dignified and graceful transition befitting a life devoted to faith and service.
And gold reached an all-time high of $3,500 an ounce for the first time today. It's as U.S. President Donald Trump's tariffs and verbal attacks against the Federal Reserve sent investors snapping up the safe haven asset. Gold has hit a series of record highs in recent weeks as investors seek refuge amid a weakening dollar and following sharp losses across stock markets. Your top story this hour, all eyes are on the High Court in the Western Cape, where the application to stop the upcoming VAT increase has begun. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. Click on the news and traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.